This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says President Trump is experiencing mild symptoms of COVID-19 after he and the First Lady tested positive for it, the results coming back last evening. A White House official saying it's business as usual, though, for President Trump, telling NBC News he spoke today by phone to the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, and is in good spirits. Additionally, there are discussions within the White House about whether the President will address the American public today, though no final decisions been made. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says, given the way the Trumps behaved during the pandemic, the fact that they got the virus should not be a surprise.
Going into crowds unmasked and all the rest was sort of a brazen invitation for something like this to happen.
And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
California is about to hit a fearsome milestone. 4 million acres burned this year by wildfires that have killed 30 people and incinerated hundreds of homes and other buildings in what's already the worst fire season on record for the state. Flames have scorched an area larger than the state of Connecticut. Currently, fire crews in a blaze in the northern wine country are on high alert as forecasters warn of continued red flag conditions. The government jobs report for September showing the economy added 661,000 jobs when analysts were expecting 915,000 jobs to be added. Wall Street's been trading lower all morning. Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com says it's not just because of the jobs report.
Word that the President and First Lady have tested positive for COVID-19 marks the addition of further uncertainty, and that's typically toxic for financial markets, which is why we're seeing the reaction on Wall Street that we are.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A salmonella outbreak is being reported in a number of U.S. states, and it's linked to pet bearded dragons and hedgehogs. That's according to the CDC and public health officials, who say they're looking into two different strains of that disease. The majority of people who came down with the illness reported they were in close contact with one of those two types of animals. The CDC warns anyone with pets to wash their hands after contact with them and to keep pets away from anywhere food may be present. Amazon and eBay will no longer sell any Proud Boys merchandise, Amazon confirming all items have been removed, while eBay's in the process of doing that now. It comes after President Trump mentioned the far-right group on Tuesday night during his debate with Joe Biden. He told them to stand back and stand by, although he said negative things about them yesterday. He had claimed back in the debate, though, not to know who they are. The next day, the group was applauding President Trump for mentioning them. It's been linked to white supremacy and accused of promoting violence at protests. And spicy McNuggets will be gone soon. McDonald's fans love them so much, most restaurants are expecting to sell out of the limited edition treat as early as this weekend. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And, of course, we all continue to pray for the President and the First Lady. It was announced that they have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The Vice President and the Second Lady, Karen Pence, are still indicating that they are negative as far as the tests go. And, you know, prayers to the President. We'll see how this turns out with all that is being dealt with right now. You know, being a political season, several weeks away from an election, but all that matters so little when we're talking about someone's health and, you know, and what all is hanging in the balance here. So anyway, we've got Richard Levine join us now. Richard has an incredible background that he brings of the conversation. He served four assistants to the President for National Security Affairs, ultimately becoming the NSC Chief's or Staff's Director for Policy Development under President Ronald Reagan. Richard Levine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, I'm very glad to be with you today, Bill. And if I may, I'd like to say a few words about the President and the First Lady. I think we all pray for the President and First Lady, but I believe it will be their finest hour. Aristotle said, character is that which reveals personal choice, which kind of thing a person chooses or rejects when choice isn't obvious. I believe the President will choose courage and deep concern and love for America above all else. This will be a message, I believe, that will penetrate the collective mind of the American people, securing his second term.
Well, regardless of, you know, the muckraking and what we saw the other night in the presidential debates, well, how the media has attacked this president, you know, when you got 90-95% of what's reported about President Donald Trump as being negative, this has all been purposeful. And I don't know about you, Richard, but to me, I believe that Donald Trump, when he saw Joe Biden on stage right across the way, it seemed like that Biden embodied everything that this president has had to deal with, you know, for the last 3.5 years. Biden was in the room at the time on January the 5th when conversations that he was well aware of that were conducted in such a way that did everything to impede the peaceful transition from one administration to another. Did he not?
He absolutely did. I've written many thousands of words about just this subject. And it's very interesting that Vice President Biden spoke about and offered the concept of going after General Flynn, an American hero, under the Logan Act, which has been invoked only twice. It's the 1799 law that most scholars believe to be unconstitutional. The last time it was evoked, unsuccessfully, I might add, it's never been successful in the two times it's been attempted. That was in the 1850s. And there's a concept in law called the suitude, which in essence means if a law has not been used, if it has not been used in decades, then it ceases to be part of the penumbra of laws that may be evoked.
Exactly.
So it's inconceivable that President Obama, as a Harvard-trained lawyer, did not know this, that this law was moribund, that it could not be evoked.
Well, why wouldn't? Help me understand. You've got a transition taking place. Don't you want your people talking to these principals during this transition? You're not making any deals. You're not authorized to make any deals. But you want to set things up for the peaceful transition and a smooth transition from one administration to the next. What's wrong with that as opposed to, oh, let's say John Kerry in the midst of negotiations with our adversaries? An interference, a willful interference by not a public, not an official. He is a citizen interrupting what's going on. And, you know, in terms of what our leadership and the line, you know, the line of negotiation, to me, that was a clear interference on John Kerry's fault, part, but he gets away with it because, oh, that's right. He's a Democrat. So Democrats get away with this. This is what we've been taught.
Well, absolutely. Now, I could say for a fact, I worked for Richard V. Allen, Ronald Reagan's first national security advisor during the 1980 campaign. I could tell you from personal knowledge, from direct knowledge, that there were many communications with foreign heads of state. This is to be expected. This creates in the minds of foreign leaders the certainty that America will go on no matter if an administration changes, even with a great change of political ideas. And for President Obama and Vice President Biden to truly carry out a soft coup against the incoming administration, and even as President Trump was ensconced in office, I believe it to be the greatest scandal in American history.
And we're overlooking it.
Well, I would say this. The legacy media is overlooking it.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have documented this great crisis, truly, in the American conception of what we are as a constitutional republic. Make no mistake. What Biden tried to do was to upend, as you stated so eloquently, the peaceful transition of power. And it out-Herods Herod, for the left to now contend that that is Donald Trump's intention this year.
It's a constant deflection by those on the left. That which they accuse Republicans of doing, which, you know, I think for the most part, Republicans would never even think about it. But they sit around in their theoretical, coffee clutches and come up with these bizarre ideas. I mean, we saw this happen repeatedly in the Obama administration. I mean, right now we're pinning the tail on the donkey on Biden. But the fact of the matter is the president of the United States, Barack Obama was in the room, and in order to cover, he said, make sure you do it by the book. And then suspiciously, you have Susan Rice documenting with a memo. I mean, isn't that convenient and obvious?
Well, it's so obvious, it wouldn't even make it into a B-grade thriller as a movie. I mean, truly, she was trying to cover her own self in this matter. And I must say, I believe that the spying on Donald Trump may have had its roots far earlier in an operation that was undertaken against someone else in the Trump Tower.
Right. I'll tell you what, Richard, we got to go to quick break. I want you to pick it up from there when we come back. More from Richard Levine after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, Richard Levine is with us, taking us inside the room, because he served four assistants to the president for national security affairs. We hear a lot about the NSC, and so he's here giving us some added insight and understanding of what happens. He ultimately became the NSC's staff's director for policy development under President Ronald Reagan. And as we were talking, Richard, before the break, intelligence gathering is what the NSC is all about, right?
Well, that's part of it, certainly. What the National Security Council staff does, and this is from the National Security Act of 1947, is we bring the agencies and various departments together to give the president options. We also give advice. And, of course, a very, very important part of that is receiving intelligence from the Director of Central Intelligence, now from the DNI, and from other intelligence organizations. So that's certainly true. And I did want to inform your viewers of one fact that is now public, that was codified, actually, by the Obama administration, and that is the two-hop rule in intelligence gathering. When authorized, it is possible for us to get the data on someone's phone. Let's say you have 100 contacts on your phone. Mm-hmm. Well, we also get the 100 contacts of each. Let's say everyone else also has 100 contacts, each of your contacts. So that's 10,000 contacts we could get just in two hops, and that mm-hmm. is permissible. So what does that tell you? It says that if, for instance, a Carter Page or previous persons who might have had some very remote connection with the president, that the president's data could have potentially been gathered. And this is very disturbing.
Yes. Well, and of course, almost instantly, people had figured out that the Clinton campaign was involved in this. And now with the recent reveal, we discover not only Clinton, but that President Obama was aware of this dossier and what they were trying to do in terms of creating this Russian delusion that since cost the American people, what, $30 million all this time, this heartache, the disturbance of a president, you know, administrating, you know, conservative values, trying to do what he was able to do. And even with his hands tied behind his back and dealing with impeachments and all this other stuff that was going on, it's a wonder that he was able to accomplish in 3.5 years what he was able to do. I think using the Democrats' statement when they were interviewing recently A.G. Barr and reclaiming their time, maybe the president should reclaim his time for all the disruption that was created and brought to you by the Democratic Party.
Well,
I'm just being a smart aleck here, Richard. I'm sorry. But, okay. You know.
Yeah. I would say this. The one point you just made that I disagree with was the cost of $30 million. That's the direct cost, the opportunity cost, the opportunities mm-hmm. we missed as a people. I believe that to be in the trillions.
Exactly.
Because
no, I agree.
Donald Trump was unhindered from his swearing in, I think this country would have had far greater potential and accomplishments than even we have now. It is a miracle what Donald Trump was able to accomplish and to persevere, undergoing slings and arrows, not only against his own person, but the First Lady, his family, his businesses. It's truly a sad situation. And thank God he perfected.
And I agree with you. We've said many times here, Richard, on the show, had there been just a little bit of cooperation. Remember, when Donald Trump was taking over in the Oval Office, it was Barack Obama who said, and his officials, that our GDP, you know, the new normal for America was going to be somewhere around 1.8. We'd be lucky to hit 2%. That Donald Trump was delusional. He must have had some sort of magic wand that he could think that he could do anything above 2%, and here we were. We were, you know, hovering at 3, looking at 4%. I had said that if we had just a little bit of cooperation, you know, from the Democrats to think about what was good for all of America, that we could have been well on our way of 4 or 5% GDP possibly. But that was my analysis and my projection early on. That aside, and speaking of GDP, I want to talk about the Communist People's Republic of China. And, you know, you have written extensively about this, and, you know, you're projecting, and what others have done is what, you know, what China would look like potentially 20 years from now. And this is even in spite of COVID, and maybe even because of COVID, because of what they've perpetrated upon the world. What do you say?
Well, I say this, that China as a country has 1.4 billion people. That's 4.25 times our population. As the per capita income, which is far less than ours, moves towards that of the developed nation, they will outstrip every other nation on earth. The only other nation that has a comparable population would be India. And I believe we must forge a tough, strong alliance with India and other nations so as to have a countervailing strategy against China. Because look at what China is doing now when their nominal GDP is still less than ours. Mm-hmm. But in purchasing power parity, what a given person in China could buy as a basket of goods, their economy, by some measures, is larger than ours today. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to focus on is trying to do those measures that will reform China as we did with the Soviet Union to end that evil state and create some freedoms for the great people of China. China as a civilization has existed for at least 4,000 years. As a communist country, mainland China has only been around since 1949, and Mao and his henchmen managed to kill tens of millions of Chinese through his Great Leap Forward and other ridiculously phrased programs that essentially annihilated people. Mm-hmm. The great Chinese people don't deserve that. They deserve freedom and prosperity. And the book that John Poindexter, Robert McFarlane, and I wrote, America's Number One Adversary and What We Must Do About It Now, that focuses on 70 different actions America can take to change the nature of China and thus markedly reduce the threat we face.
Is there any indication that Joe Biden and his administration would do anything of the 70 you know, outlines that you have put in your book?
I think there are absolutely none. And it's, in fact, very disconcerting that Vice President Biden has a multi-decade record of saying that the Communist Party of China, who rules that country with an iron fist, are America's friends. Well, I'd like to know what American is friendly with an autocratic regime that suppresses and kills minorities such as the Uyghurs, such as Christians in China, such as the Falun Gong. This is a despicable regime, and one we should recognize as such.
Well, and what we're able to pick up, you know, at least from reports and some of the reveal, is that Biden and the family, and I would say other globalists, are highly engaged with Communist China in a way that doesn't serve America's interests. Is that fair?
Bill, I would say when you said that the Obama administration projected GDP growth of about 1.8% per annum, I actually think they forecasted 4%, but half of that would occur in China. They were robbing the American people.
We got to leave it there. Richard Levine, look forward to having you back.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says President Trump is experiencing mild symptoms of COVID-19 after he and the First Lady tested positive for it, the results coming back last evening. A White House official saying it's business as usual, though, for President Trump, telling NBC News he spoke today by phone to the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, and is in good spirits. Additionally, there are discussions within the White House about whether the President will address the American public today, though no final decisions been made. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says, given the way the Trumps behaved during the pandemic, the fact that they got the virus should not be a surprise.
Going into crowds unmasked and all the rest was sort of a brazen invitation for something like this to happen.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Can I get another choice? But really, sometimes that's what it comes down to, is, you end up with two options, and politically speaking, more and more of those two options are becoming more and more apparent right before our eyes. We've got Luke Harrington joining us. Luke is known to be quite a character, and he's a humorist, podcaster, award-winning novelist whose work has appeared in publications that include Cracked, BuzzFeed, Christianity Today. He hosts Changed My Mind with Luke Harrington. It's a podcast where he interviews people who have changed their minds about big, important things. Maybe you're going to end up interviewing Joe Biden, Luke. I don't know. Maybe see if he changes. He's been changing his mind quite rapidly. He might be a good candidate.
Sure. I have no idea what to say to that.
Well, that's okay. I mean, well, only because you talk to people who've changed their mind. Anyway, Luke's new book is Murder, Bears, Moonshine, and Mayhem, Oh My. Oh My is my mind. And that's my saying. It's a Murder, Bears, Moonshine, and Mayhem, strange stories from the Bible to leave you amused, bemused, and hopefully informed. Luke, I know you approach things with a interesting perspective. And America needs need your perspective, because we can take things sometimes too seriously to such a point, especially in this political season, that our heads are, you know, going to explode.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I never thought there was anything all that interesting about my perspective until I started talking and people were like, you're strange. So,
yeah, I know I am, but so are you. Hey, you think I'm strange? You know, let me tell you, you know, you look rather strange to me too, right?
That's pretty much how it goes.
Well, it goes both ways, sure.
The truth is, I never set out to be a humorist. I told people what I thought and they laughed. And so here we are.
And of course, being a PK, a preacher's kid, you're not supposed to be humorous. And in fact, whenever you speak, it's supposed to be restrained. So I'm sure your father many times found his head in his hands going, oi.
Actually, the truth is I got much of my sense of humor from my dad.
Uh-huh.
I say PK in the book, and I qualify that a little bit. My dad is more of a evangelist, or whatever. He hasn't pastored a church for much of his life. He was a pastor around the time I was born, but a couple of years after starting that, he was done. He spent his life and career, as a witness for the gospel on campus at the University of Nebraska. So that's what he's kind of done. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, people have told me, and I think they're probably right, being the kid of an evangelist is a little more like being a missionary's kid than a pastor's kid. Mm-hmm. But one way or another.
So you probably have more in common with Franklin Graham.
Gosh, I hope not, but maybe.
Well, look, at the end of the day, what are we trying to accomplish here? Whether we do it in, the genre, do it through humor or something more serious, with thousands of people in a stadium like Billy Graham, the bottom line is we want to point them to the truth, right?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I wrote the book. It is out from a Christian publisher. It's W, which is part of Thomas Nelson. Mm-hmm. But it has kind of bounced back and forth between Christian and secular publishers over the years as it's, the project has developed. But I did write it with more of a general audience in mind. And I tried to take as much of a neutral perspective as I could with the thing. And there's not a lot of preaching to people in there. It's just sort of the stance I try to take with it is like, it's important to read the Bible, at the very least because of how influential it's been on the global culture. So yeah.
Well, the thing is that, in terms of the topics that you address, you bring aspects of the Bible to life, and, some might be a bit irreverent. I know with my Catholic background, when you take on the Bible and you present it in a comedic sort of way, Catholics have been trained over the years, at least in my training with very strict nuns, that the earth was about to open up and swallow you almost immediately because you were so irreverent and heretical. But we find out sometimes too late in life that God does have a sense of humor.
Well, exactly. And there are things in the Bible that are very clearly jokes. Like you might not find them funny, or I might not find them funny, but they're clearly intended as jokes. One of the things I mentioned in the book is that, scholars of ancient Near Eastern literature, like, they're pretty much in unanimous agreement these days that the Book of Jonah is intended as a satirical work. That's interesting because so often when you encounter the Book of Jonah in like kids' Bible story books or Sunday school lessons, it's presented as this sort of morality play of like Jonah disobeyed God and God punished him, but then he went and obeyed God and everything worked out and that's the end. They strip out the entire final chapter of the book, which is the punchline to the whole story,
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like from my perspective, it's totally okay to have fun with the Bible because the Bible is a fun book. Like, there's, yeah. It's full of jokes.
Well, it reflects our humanity. It's who we are. And but, and just because, you know, you may be reading the Bible and think, oh, gosh, you're somebody who's very spiritual. And you see somebody like Elijah, for example, who through God is able to take on all the prophets of Baal. He has the big, the big worship off there. And he's used by God 1 minute, and then the next minute he's running away from a woman.
Yeah.
and it's like, okay, guys may not like to think of it, but, you know, we probably have found ourselves and we could relate, whether it was something as dramatically as, starting a fire, after all the wood has been, you know, buried in water and what have you, and that it's going to be impossible, but clear that, you're really kind of hanging out your ego and everything else and going, God, you better show up here. I mean, I've kind of set the stage, and if a fire doesn't happen, then I'm going to look like an idiot.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. So these things that you point out, but getting back to Jonah, and I want to make sure people, you know, grab what you were referring to when you said they missed the punchline. What was the punchline that you wanted people to understand?
Well, Jonah is a book about grace, fundamentally, and there's a fancy Hebrew word that people use, but I can't think of it right now. And the theme of the book is, you know, who deserves grace, who can expect grace, that sort of thing. So what you see with Jonah is in the first three chapters, we get this image, we get presented with this prophet, Jonah, who God says, go to Nineveh, which was the capital of Assyria. So obviously, you know, this enormous empire that was not particularly nice to the nation of Israel. And God says, go tell them to repent, or if they don't repent, I'm going to destroy them. And Jonah says, yeah, I'm not going to do that. he gets on the boat, he goes the opposite direction. God comes after him with a storm, they throw him overboard, he gets swallowed by a whale, which is weird. But then he repents, and God shows him grace. And he goes to Nineveh, he preaches God's judgment, and then Nineveh repents. And that's when Jonah gets really mad. This is kind of the punchline of the book, is that it's now when Jonah reveals to the reader that, you know, okay, the whole reason I didn't want to go to Nineveh was because I knew you were going to show them grace, and I didn't want that to happen. I wanted you to destroy Nineveh. It's kind of this weird, ironic twist on the story we've been presented, which is that, like, even people that have been afforded all the grace in the world still...
Gotta go to break. We've got more from Luke after this. Stay with
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to Life's Answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Isn't that what it comes down to? Boy, there's so much out there beyond the horizon and the immediate things that are before our eyes. But God, you know, He stretches our faith. You know, how much do you really believe me? And so often the words of what Danny Gokier is seeking there is that we just haven't seen it yet. How often have you found yourself in the history of your life at those things where you go, man, it's looking rather bleak. I'm not seeing a whole lot of sunshine. But then, you know, this is why, Luke Harrington, I tell people I'm a but God Christian. And they go, what? But God, what does that mean? I said, well, because when you read the Bible, there's always, you know, you get these, you know, presentations of where, you know, it's all looking bad. It's ugly on the horizon. I mean, you know, just all you see are dark clouds. And then you get that transitional phrase, this is but God. And suddenly the hand of God comes in with trumpets and all the good things. And here we are delivered once again because he is faithful to his promises. Luke Harrington continues with us his brand new book, Murder, Bears, Moonshine, and Mayhem. Strange stories from the Bible to leave you amused, bemused, and hopefully informed. Because, you know, this is what you do. You may bring people in with a sense of humor into the Word of God, but the Word of God being alive, as it is, it will cause you to go deeper and say, well, gosh, you know, I didn't see it that way, and maybe I need to read a little bit more, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were talking about the final chapter of Jonah, if you want to wrap
yes.
that up.
Yeah, quick. yes, please. Yeah, because our audience was waiting at the edge of their desk here and going, hey, what's going on? Or maybe the edge of the chair might be more appropriate. So, yes, go ahead and finish that. Sorry.
Yeah, what I was trying to say is in so many of the interpretations of this book that we give to kids, especially the punchline is completely lost, is that Jonah is perfectly happy to receive God's grace, but upset when God bestows that grace on anyone else. You know, and what happens at the very end is God makes this plant grow up over Jonah as he's sitting in the sun. And Jonah's like, hey, shade, a worm comes along, eats the plant, and Jonah just loses his mind over it. And God says to Jonah, you feel bad for a plant, but I'm not allowed to feel bad for an entire city full of people. And it's this weird picture of like, we're all totally okay with receiving grace, but when someone who we think doesn't deserve it gets grace, we're unable to accept it. And you know, I mean, that's the thing about grace, though, is like, by definition, nobody deserves it.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, it's an attitude, the prevailing attitude of the Jewish nation as the chosen ones, right? And God always loves me best. And, you know, it's that kind of attitude. In a way, this was God, you know, not only saying to Jonah, but to the rest of, you know, rest of the chosen people, that his grace will be upon those that he decides to give grace to, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And so that is there. And, but yeah, sometimes people, you know, lose out on these significant things that, every word of the Bible speaks of. And, but, you know, if we're so quick to read some of this stuff instead of, you know, really, you know, pausing for a moment, we might find ourselves, you know, understanding a bit more of the joke and also, the lesson, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. And like we were saying, there are a lot of jokes in Scripture. It is a, you know, you might not find it funny. Like what a joke is, like what's a funny joke is a highly cultural thing, but they are there. And, you know, it's, the Bible's a very human book. It's written by humans for humans, and it really does run the gamut of human emotion.
Well, as you write, you say Noah basically was a moonshining hillbilly.
Yes, that is one of the strangest stories in the Bible, particularly as you get into the Talmudic interpretations of it. The Talmud, for listeners who don't know, being like this ancient Jewish document from the Babylonian period for, you know, interpreting scripture. And I don't know if I can say any of this stuff on the radio, but what happens is after Noah gets off the ark, and again, this is like the punchline that gets left out of so many Sunday school versions of the story. Mm-hmm. What happens after Noah gets off the ark is he immediately starts growing grapes and turns them into wine, and mm-hmm. immediately gets drunk, and one thing leads to another, I guess, and he passes out naked in his tent. And it's like, well, you don't necessarily expect that kind of behavior from someone you've seen in a stained glass window, but,
yes.
You know, what people forget is Noah.
And somebody that just survived the judgment of God, right?
Exactly. You know, right. you witness the apocalypse, and I mean, if all you get out of that is a drinking problem, I'd say you're one of the lucky ones, you know?
Yes, exactly. So in lieu of being able to grow some herbal medicinal, he decides to abide in the grape.
I guess that must be it.
Yeah, that's it. And of course, we know, and then in terms of the Table of Nations, what happens because his daughters decide to get personal with their father. And here we have a nation starting to sprout up, so to speak.
Are you talking about Lot?
No. I'm talking about, well, you know, when you talked about Noah getting drunk, didn't his daughters come in to know him?
No, that was Lot.
Lot? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I mixed up my Bible stories. And anyway, so you say that he was into moonshine, and then also Herod, who was eaten by worms.
Yeah, there's a really, really interesting thing about Herod in the book of Acts. There were a lot of kings named Herod in the New Testament, and a lot of them came to really unpleasant ends. what you see though in the book of Acts is Herod Agrippa is the one And he, what happens is, he's speaking to a crowd, and the crowd stands up and says, "This is the voice of a god and not a man." And he says, "Yeah, you know, I'm happy to take credit for that. Sure, I'm a god. Why not?" and it says, what it says in Acts is that he was struck by an angel, and he was eaten by worms and died, in that order. And that's all you get in scripture. But if you look to, Josephus, who was a, you know, an early Jewish historian who wrote about the Herods quite a bit, what you find is that not only Herod Agrippa, but also Herod the Great, who was king when Jesus was born, were both eaten to death by what you might call crotch worms.
Wow. Yeah.
Some sort of malady focused in the gut and the crotch area, that they were literally eaten to death by parasitic worms. So there you go.
That will get your attention. Yeah, as you say, as you go through and you see some of these things, and yes, forgive me and thank you for correcting me, because you see, this is how well researched his book is, that he knows the difference between Noah and Lot as to what happened. But yeah, you say that that Lot was date raped by his own daughters. So I had that confused a little bit. So thank you for correcting me.
Sure.
Yeah, so some stranger stories. Ezekiel baked what you called poop bread. The kids must love this when you talk about poop bread. And they, oh.
Yeah, I have two young daughters, so there's no shortage of poop jokes flung about in my house. Not literally, I hope. But there is an interesting passage in the prophecy of Ezekiel, where God is telling Ezekiel to predict a horrible siege that's about to happen against Jerusalem. A siege, for people who don't know, is, you know, when an invading army surrounds a city and prevents anything from going in or going out and just waits for the people to starve until they give up. And so what God tells Ezekiel to do is, you know, take sprouted barley and several other grains, and then bake them over flaming poop to kind of illustrate what the people are going to be eating during the siege. Like, you'll be so desperate for food, you're going to start eating horse food baked over poop, basically. And at first God tells him, you know, bake it over human poop. And Ezekiel's response is, no, I can't do that. That's not kosher. not poop per se. That bothers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, and who would have known that there's certain poop that's kosher over others, I guess. Huh?
So God says, you know, okay, use cow dung, which honestly, cow dung probably burns a little better than human dung anyway. So that's the compromise. And Ezekiel seems okay with it. The really interesting thing about that passage is that there is a product you can buy in grocery stores right now that's called Ezekiel 4-9 bread, or most people just call it Ezekiel bread.
Yes.
And it is based on that recipe in the book of Ezekiel. I don't know, there's this weird attitude that, like, if it's in the Bible, it must be health food. And
I guess,
like,
right?
That's not the point of the passage.
So you've got all these bakers out there baking Ezekiel bread, and people eating it is going, I'm being so spiritual eating this bread, but they don't want to know that it was baked in cow dung. Is that what you're telling me, that even Ezekiel bread today has been deliciously modified in cow dung?
Maybe. I don't know. I hope not. There's a lot of people that eat it. I'll tell you, I don't know if I should admit this, but I actually kind of really like Ezekiel bread. I think it's pretty good. So I do eat it from time to time.
Well, we may have to do a deeper dive and really see if, you know, just for inquiring people, because we want to know if we're going to get involved. Luke Harrington has been with us. His book, Murder, Bears, Moonshine, and Mayhem, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Luke, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.